King. It's October the 7th, 1991, and we're going to have a conversation about Georgia O'Keeffe and New Mexico during the 1940s and 50s and during the extent of Mrs. King's friendship with Miss O'Keeffe. The Archives of American Art is responsible in sponsoring this interview. The interview is being conducted with the understanding that Mrs. King agrees to the verbatim recording of an interview with Susan Campbell, representing the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, and does further dedicate to the public all copyright interest in the interview. It is understood by Mrs. King that the interview and any transcription will be owned and maintained in the collection of the archives, and will be made available to scholars and qualified researchers in accordance with archives policy, subject to any restrictions that she may state. Do you have any restrictions on the content of this interview?
Why not?
There will be no restrictions on the content of the interview. So let's begin. Mrs. King, tell me how you met Georgia O'Keeffe, if you will.
Yes, of course. I was living in New York, and it was 1940. And at a party, I met both Georgia and Mabel Lujan, and became and was put next to them at some table or a tea table. I can't remember what it was, but the three of us were together. And Mabel was in New York to try to form another salon, which she had had long many years before in New York. And Georgia, of course, lived in New York at that time, and had for many, many years with Stieglitz. We became friends right away, and I saw them both apart and together, and we had a very nice time. And something was said about a car, and I said I'd left my car in Chicago where I lived. And George said, well, I have a car, and I need a driver because I'm not a very good driver. And I said, what do you need it for? And then came out this thing. She said, everybody thinks I've been rotten to Stieglitz. And because I've been going out to Santa Fe, the Taos in Santa Fe, the Ghost Ranch, actually. And the reason I go there is because it means everything to me, and I paint so, I like to paint there and blah, blah, blah. And she said, what I have in mind is to go and see if there are any houses, but the summer houses, around New York where Stieglitz would like to go with me, and if it would suit me to paint there. Now, this is something that I've heard people talk about Georgia on that subject so many times, that how mean she was and left him alone and so on, so on. Of course, he was mean to her, too, at times. Anyway. So I said, well, I'd love to see the houses, and I'd love to go with you, and that's fine. So for about 2 weeks, I'd pick her up. We lived very close to one another in New York.
Where was that?
She lived in a big, ugly apartment building, and about two blocks from the river, the East River, and I lived in an adorable little made-over cold water flat on Sutton Place, very attractive. Small and but view of the river, and just wonderful. Mm. New York used to be wonderful in those days.
I can imagine.
Pathetic what's happened to it. Anyway, so we started out, and it was about 2 weeks. She had a whole list from a real estate agent, of course, and some of the houses were very attractive, but they were not really for her. And every day that I brought her back to her apartment, left her in the car, she would look at me and say, Narcissa, tell me the truth. Can you see me in any of those houses we saw today? And I had to tell the truth. And I said, no, I don't see you in any of those houses. So the upshot was that she really tried. She really did try. And occasionally I'd see something about the house that might be attractive to her and called her attention to it. But she agreed, but it wasn't. It just wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
So then she said, Mabel had invited me to, I was going out to California. Had made the plans long, long ago, long before, in the summer, and Mabel said, please stop and stay with me for a few days in Taos. I said, I'd love to. So we kept in touch, and I was